This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More protests last night in Louisville, Kentucky. Police in riot gear barricaded roads as protesters marched past a nighttime curfew. There were arrests. In Los Angeles, a vehicle ran through a crowd of protesters, injuring at least one person. In Portland, Oregon, somebody set a fire at a police union building. Meanwhile, the man accused of shooting and wounding two police officers in Louisville, Kentucky, is due in court today. There have been protests in cities across the country after a grand jury decided not to charge police officers in the death of Breonna Taylor, a black woman killed during a police raid in March in Louisville. President Trump is doubling down on his refusal to commit to a peaceful transfer of power should he lose the election. This, as more Americans than ever, are planning to vote by mail.
President Trump says he's not sure the election can be honest. The president said it's a scam.
Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody.
He told reporters if America votes this way, it can't be honest.
They found, I understand, 8 ballots in a waste paper basket in some location. They found, it was reported in one of the newspapers that they found a lot of ballots in a river.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no history of a coordinated voter fraud effort for a national election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is letting the president have it over this.
You are not in Russia, Mr. President. And by the way, you are not in Saudi Arabia. You are in the United States of America. It is a democracy.
Today, the body of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building, the first woman ever to have that honor. This is AP News. Now to college sports. Wait, are they playing? The AP's Dave Ferry answers that question.
The Pac-12 CEO group of university presidents voted unanimously to resume football and basketball. The men's and women's basketball seasons can start November 25th. A 6-game football season will start in November, with a championship game being held on December 18th. The Pac-12 is the latest Power 5 conference to reverse course after announcing the season would be postponed. The Big Ten will open its season next month after initially deciding to delay or, if necessary, cancel the football season. The ACC and Big 12 have begun their seasons, and the SEC starts up on Saturday. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thousands of parents around the nation are having their kids delay or skip kindergarten because of the coronavirus pandemic. The virus has now killed almost 203,000 people in this country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The number around the world is approaching 1 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.